Friends, in the fundamentals of banking, so far we have seen four chapters, which consist of a general review of the how the evolution took place about the banking in the world, then systems which are existing in how the banking developed in the United States or origination, that is in European countries, how the banking was developed, where the banking originated, established in Italy, but it was expanded in UK or London. Okay. Thereafter, some of the other guidelines and particularly Banking Regulation Act also we have seen. Okay. This Banking Regulation Act, how it is implemented by Reserve Bank of India under Banking Regulation Act 1934, a separate topic we have discussed. And thereafter, we have seen the functions of the Reserve Bank of India. Now, banks, there are different kinds of banks. Okay. So, these banks are doing, though banking as a one of their function, principal function, but there are different banking functions are also there. So, depending upon the functions, the banks are categorized, and depending upon the licenses issued by the Reserve Bank of India, banks are also classified. So in this chapter, we will see about the commercial bank. After Reserve Bank we have completely seen. Now we have to discuss in this chapter about the commercial bank. As the name indicates, commercial. Commercial means those who are doing the business of buy and sell and making the profit, that is commercial. So what is buy and sell in banking? It is services. Banking is nothing but it is a services. Banking business is a services business. Okay. So commercially, granting the loan, taking deposits, etc. And giving to third party loan, taking interest from them, making profit, pay interest on the deposit, charge interest on the loans sanctioned or loans granted. So this is the activity which is covered under the commercial banking. However, it is not restricted only to the commercial bank. There are different commercial banks are also there. So for our better understanding, we have structured this chapter considering what is a scheduled bank, what is public sector banks, what is foreign banks, okay? Then how the commercial banks works, how commercial bank makes money or profit, where do the commercial bank operate from, significance and importance of the commercial banks. In addition to that, few more banks, that is private sector banks, cooperative banks, local area banks, small finance bank, payment bank, and non-scheduled banks. These banks also we have to see categorically what is their function, how banks and financial intermediaries are functioning, some of the important roles which commercial banks are performing, and the last 20-25 years whatever reforms has been happened in commercial banking field, that will also be discussed. And finally, the advisory body of the all the banks, which is called Indian Bank Association. Small discussion on Indian Bank Association also we will have. Okay. As I said earlier also, the commercial banks refers to the financial institutions that accepts the deposit, offers checking account services, then makes the various loans and offers the basic financial product like certificate of deposit and savings account to the individuals and the small business, including other financial services like mutual funds and insurance. The commercial banks, they are earning the interest from the loans that has been given as a mortgages, as a auto loan or business loan or a personal loan and other services which are extended to their clients or customers. Customers' deposit provides the banks with the capital to make these loans. Not from their own funds, they are granting the loan. But whenever they are granting the loan, commercial banks, they are also surviving on the deposit placed by the other people also there. They are their customer, deposit customers. Okay? So, customers' deposit, the bank is providing the interest also. Okay? And therefore, these commercial banks are categorized into scheduled banks and non-scheduled banks. Now see, commercial bank, that is divided into two, scheduled banks and non-scheduled banks. Now what is scheduled bank? Schedule 2 of the Reserve Bank of India Act 1934, they are maintaining the list of the these banks. So, scheduled commercial banks in India are categorized into three different groups. Again, the scheduled banks divided into three groups, three different groups. They are State Bank of India, that is public sector bank. First is public sector bank, which consists of State Bank of India and its associates. Then other nationalized banks. And third one is a regional rural banks, that is RRBs. Second type is a foreign bank. Next one will be private sector banks. Then comes the small finance bank and then cooperative banks. Okay, so this is the classification of commercial banks. In 2018, you know, there was one development in State Bank of India. All their five associates bank, they were merged into State Bank of India. Like State Bank of Travancore, State Bank of Bikaner in Jaipur, like that, you know, State Bank of Punjab. These banks, no, they are merged into state. Rather than keeping them separately, these are the associates of the State Bank of India. Okay. Then, other important fact is that the other bank in this group is public sector banks. Public sector bank came into being as a result of two waves of the nationalization. First, 14 banks were nationalized. 14 banks were nationalized in July 19, 1969, and 6 banks on April 15, 1980. These banks were owned by the government of India. And the majority stake, that is 51%, was there of government of India. This came into the existence through a process of nationalization. The first time, or the first Imperial Bank was nationalized in 1955, and it becomes the State Bank of India. That is the first nationalization. Later on, its 7 associates, subsidiaries, were nationalized and merged into that State Bank of India in 1960, immediately after 5 years, right? Then, these all are branches and the bank incorporated, I'm talking about the foreign banks. Public sector bank we have seen. Now I am talking about the foreign banks. So these foreign banks and its branches, these are the branches of the banks which are incorporated outside India, any country, whatever it may be, right? And they have the branches here in India. The larger banks, that have been operating in India for many years are the Standard Chartered Bank, Citibank, American Express Bank, ABN AMRO Bank, BNP Paribas, Societe Generale, Deutsche Bank, HSBC, that is Hong Kong and Shanghai Banking Corporation. These foreign banks generally focus on the large corporate business. Therefore, large corporate accounts they are maintaining and offer them whole package of the banking to their services, whole package of services. Assessing the viability and the joint venture of Indian firms with the foreign companies. Then information on the local taxation and the ownership issues, the structuring of the project cost. They also engage in financing the exports and imports. In recent years, viewing India's growth and the potential, more banks have been opening the branches in India, especially those from the Middle East. More branches have been opened in India. Private sector banks. After foreign banks, we will look into private sector banks. These are the banks which are not government owned, or there is no stake of the government for controlling it. So, their shares are freely traded in the stock market, which are owned by the general public. These banks are vary in size, in operations, and that can be divided into old private sector banks such as Federal Bank, Dhanlakshmi Bank, and Catholic Syrian Bank. Old private sector bank. New wave of the private sector banks has come, and these banks are IndusInd Bank, HDFC Bank, IDBI Bank, Axis Bank, ICICI Bank. These are the new generation private sector banks. These banks were permitted to open by RBI with the capital of rupees 100 crores. That is the minimum capital requirement of the private sector banks to open the bank. And the most recently opened banks are IDFC First Bank, Bandhan Bank, Yes Bank, okay? The new private sector banks have been aggressive in business expansion and highly competitive in nature. It is only after their entry that major breakthrough took place in banking industry, as they have used technology as a drivers of the growth of the banking. Therefore, private sector banks are giving the tough fight to the public sector banks because they use the technology. And two other types of banks are also emerged in very recently. These are small finance bank and payment bank. Small finance bank and payment bank. These banks have the restriction on the type of lending and also the maximum deposit that they may take from the public. Certain restrictions are kept on that because these banks have not much capital. But and basic aim of these banks is that they provide their services mostly in rural and unbanked service areas. Next, another type of the banks are cooperative banks. The cooperative banks started functioning in India in 1904 with enactment of Indian Cooperative Society Act 1904. These banks, cooperative banks, are established not under RBI Act but Indian Cooperative Society Act. And these banks were initially set up in order to free cultivators from heavy interest burden and dishonest and the fraudulent practices of local money lenders. In India, the agro-based country, you know, India is an agro-based country. There is a lot of people are depending on the agriculture. Farmers play a very important role in economic development of the country, but they are scattered all over the country and they need a short-term small borrowing for the agricultural purposes. This need was not met by the commercial bank. This need, small loan, short-term loan, this requirement was not fulfilled by the commercial bank. And that is the reason the cooperative banks came into existence. Therefore, the object of the cooperative bank is to offer the banking facilities to a person of limited means, persons of limited requirement or limited means, requiring credit for the productive purpose and its uses of the land and the labor at their disposal. These banks also set up a finance professor, a professional, members of the committees, small businessmen, and the others also. So cooperative banks in India are registered under Cooperative Societies Act. This bank is regulated again by Reserve Bank of India. They are governed by the Banking Regulation 1949 also, and the Banking Law Cooperative Societies Act 1965 was also promulgated. So that is governed under, the cooperative banks are coming under that. Scheduled cooperative banks are divided into two. One is an urban cooperative bank and second is rural cooperative bank. Urban cooperative and rural cooperative. What is the role of urban cooperative bank? Urban cooperative banks, they are registered as a society under the Cooperative Societies Act in particular state where they have established. And those that have multi-state presence are registered under Multi-State Cooperative Societies Act, administered by the Government of India. While registration of these cooperative banks, administration, amalgamation and liquidation are governed by the provision under State Cooperative Societies Act, banking related functions are governed by provision under Banking Regulation Act 1949. So two acts are applicable to it. And these banks play a very important role in financing their intermediaries like agriculture, semi-urban, urban areas, people's requirement, and the small borrowers in non-agricultural sector, even in the rural areas also. Another bank is the rural cooperative banks. Upon urban cooperative bank we have seen earlier. Now let us talk about the rural cooperative bank. Rural cooperative. This regional rural banks, regional rural banks, that is RRBs, came into existence in 1975. When five regional banks were established after enactment of Regional Rural Bank Act 1975. And these banks were bridging the gap of the rural credit for granting the loans and advances to the small and marginal farmers, artisans, small entrepreneurs, and the persons of the small means which are engaged in the trade, commerce, industry, or any other productive activities with their areas of operation. So rural cooperative banks provides a short-term credit to the farmers and small borrowers for productive purpose at the grassroots level in the villages. And these are further divided into state cooperative banks. Cooperative bank is further divided into state cooperative banks, central cooperative bank, primary agriculture credit society, and long-term rural cooperatives. Local area bank. Now we'll see local area banks. These local area banks came into existence in 1999. These banks were permitted to establish as it was felt that the regular commercial banking activities of financings were not giving to the rural and agriculture sector adequately. So, they are established under the Companies Act 1956 at that point of time. Now it is covered under Companies Act 2013 also. They are also licensed under the Banking Regulation Act 1949. A family, including close relative, cannot hold more than 40% of equity in this local area bank. And the local area bank's areas of operation is maximum to operate in three geographically contiguous districts, three districts, and the head office being at the center within its area of operation. Minimum three districts they have to serve. These are the local area banks. Having understood the setup of this local area bank in the distinct town, their focus is, as the name indicates, are the local people or local customers. And timely and adequate credit must be provided by them to these people is the basic aim of establishing the local area banks. They covers agriculture, allied industries, small scale sectors, then agro-industrial activities, trading activities, and non-farm sectors also. Okay? After establishment, it has to be ensured that the required, ensure that the 40% of their advances are given to the priority sector activities. To whom? Priority sector activities. They are also to comply with the provisions of the Banking Regulation Act 1949, RBI Act 1934, and the other relevant statute. Local area bank will have to adhere all the directive and guidelines from Reserve Bank of India. Like all other banks, these banks are also subject to prudential norms, accounting policy. Okay, these are also capital adequacy. These are like commercial bank, they have to all observe. With regard to the liquidity requirement, interest rate, the provision applicable to the regional rural banks are applicable to the local banks. Now let us understand what is this small finance banks. Small finance. This small finance bank can provide the basic banking services. They can provide basic banking services, which is acceptance of the deposit and lending. That is the small finance bank. The aim behind establishing this small finance bank is to provide the finance to the section of the economy which is not served by other banks, such as small business units, small and marginal farmers, micro and small industries, and unorganized sectoral entities. These banks can be promoted either by the entity or by the individual corporate entity, corporate individual, trust, or societies. They are established as a public limited companies in the private sector under Companies Act 1956 or 2013. They are governed by the provision of Banking Regulation Act or Reserve Bank of India Act 1934, Banking Regulation Act 1949, and the banks will not be restricted to any region. Another type of bank is the payment banks. The payment bank is a new model of the banks conceptualized by the Reserve Bank of India. These banks are permitted to accept the restricted deposit, which is currently limited to up to 1 lakh rupees per customer and may be increased further. 1 lakh rupees per customer, that is the limit. Up to that type of client, you can give the services. They cannot issue loans or credit cards. They are only deposit taking, and whenever they require, they can make the payment to the people. Loans, credit cards, they are not supposed to issue. That is the restriction on payment banks. Current account and savings account can be opened and it can be operated with such banks. So the payment banks can issue the services like ATM, ATM card, debit card, net banking, mobile banking. First payment bank was Bharti Airtel, who has set up in India's first live payment banks. Okay, further restriction is that they cannot establish any subsidiaries to undertake non-banking activities. Okay, the bank cannot undertake any lending activities also. They cannot grant a loan to people. They can only accept the funds and they can provide the funds, deposit. That is why it is called as a payment banks. 25% of the branches must be in unbanked areas. That was the condition before giving the license. The bank must use the term payment bank in its name to differentiate from other type of banks. The bank will be licensed as a payment bank under Section 22 of the Banking Regulation Act 1949 and will be registered as a public limited company under the Companies Act 2013. Non-scheduled banks. Non-scheduled banks in India are those banks which are conducting the banking business but are not listed in the second schedule of Reserve Bank of India. They are doing the banking business but they are not listed in the list of second schedule of Reserve Bank of India. Right? So they do not comply with the minimum requirement of the scheduled banks. These non-scheduled banks are local area banks. Currently, these are 3. Payment banks, 7. Non-scheduled state cooperative banks. Non-scheduled state cooperative banks are 13. Non-scheduled urban cooperative banks, 1,491, total 1,514. At the end of 2018, this 1,514 non-scheduled commercial banks are operating in India. Now, let us understand how this commercial bank works. The commercial banks, as the name indicates, provide the basic banking services and product, offering the product to the general public. It includes both individuals as well as entities also, but it is of small size. Services includes savings account, current account, loans and advances, investment services such as certificate of deposit, that is CDs, mutual funds, safe deposit boxes or lockers, and demat accounts also they can permitted to open, these commercial banks, right? What are the other revenue segment? Interest income. The interest paid by the bank on the money that they borrow from the depositor is less than the rate which is charged on the money they lend. So people, when they are keeping the deposit with it, they will be paid 4 to 5% rate of interest per annum. But when the bank is lending it, they are lending at the rate of 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11%, like that. The spread or the difference between the two is the interest income of that bank.